Hi, and welcome to this audio on pranayama. So pranayama is the formal practice of controlling our breath. And our breath really is a source of our life force. It's a source of our prana, our chi, or our ki. We utilize our breath in yoga and mindfulness techniques such as meditation and other movement therapies like Tai Chi and Qigong as a great way of focusing our attention. Now, there are several parts to our breath or to our pranayama exercises, and this is the inhalation and the exhalation, or at least the inhalation and the exhalation are more commonly recognized as making up our breath. Yet, I believe that we can start to include the pauses between the breath as being incorporated as the whole of our breath. So if you think about the pause between the top of the inhalation and the start of the exhalation, or the pause on completion of the exhalation and just before you begin your in-breath. Now, whenever you attend one of my yoga classes, we definitely will explore all aspects of the breath in our pranayama technique. So we'll go through awareness on the inhalation, the exhalation, and I have some great techniques that focus on the pauses or the gaps between the breath. But of course, before we even start exploring pranayama exercises or pranayama techniques such as that, or even exploring some of the more yogic pranayama exercises such as bellows breath or the kriya breath, what else have we got, ujjayi breath, we really need to get to know our breath first. So in this audio, we're going to practice some breath observation. So what I would like you to do is to get comfortable. Just choose any position, whether it's lying down or sitting up. Just check that you are comfortable and that your back is supported. So just ensure that your spine is straight and your chest is open and your shoulders relaxed. Just take a couple of moments just to get comfortable. Now, begin to notice the parts of your body that are in connection with the ground. Notice any supports that you might be using, pillows, the wall. And just allow your body to be held by these supports, literally cradled by the earth. Feel safe and secure as you allow your body to soften and relax into your chosen position. Maybe that connection to the ground really brings a sensation of groundedness or connection beginning to wash over you, and perhaps you relax even more into your posture. And now begin to observe your breath. Notice sensations of the breath. Maybe you can even hear yourself breathing. Notice the movement of air through your nostrils or through your partly open lips. Consciously begin to breathe in through the nose now and consciously breathe out through the mouth. Just softly, without any effort, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. Notice the sensations around the nostrils and through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And the breaths slowly falls into a gentle rhythm. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Now let this rhythm of breath just become unconscious as you begin to notice other things about the breath. Turn your awareness to the sensations of the body as you breathe. Perhaps you feel a gentle pull of clothing as you breathe in. Maybe there's a sense of freedom from the bonds of clothing as you exhale. As the chest expands on the inhalation, maybe there's a feeling of gentle pressure building. And as your chest deflates on the exhalation, you sense a feeling of relaxation moving over you. Notice your body's sensations. Notice them for you. How do you describe them? Where in your body do you feel these sensations? Do you notice it in the sides of your body? Or is it mostly in the front? Do you notice sensations at the back of your body? And can you feel the breath behind you? Is the breath mostly high in the chest, or can you feel it low down in your belly? Observe the sensations. Just observe them with a curious mind. If the sensations begin to overwhelm you, just return to observing the passage of conscious breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just continue observing any sensations you feel of the breath without effort, without having to do anything except observe and be in silence with the breath. And gently now, begin to notice the sounds of the room around you, bringing your awareness back into the room. And slowly open your eyes if they were closed. And I like to wriggle your fingers and toes and have a bit of a stretch before we move on. If you need to pause the audio for a moment, please do. Okay, so what did you notice about this very simple breath awareness practice? For me, I find it a very centering practice, just to stop, just for a moment, and just observe the breath. The good thing about practicing this sort of pranayama technique is that we start to learn to recognize physical aspects about our body. We start to even recognize perhaps our physical center, and we draw an awareness into this central space of our body. Particularly when we start to practice abdominal breath work, where we consciously move our body, our belly, in and out, we really start to center our awareness. In Aikido, we call this type of practice a one-pointed exercise. So we are almost imagining a place in our belly that we're putting our breath's awareness. And in Oriental medicine and meridian therapy, this place is actually partway between an acupressure point known as the Dantian, just below the navel, and the Ming Men, which is in our spine, just below our lumbar, one of our lumbar vertebrae. and it's right in the center of our abdomen. And really, this could be considered our sense of gravity. And one pointed breath visualization can really enhance our awareness of this, of our physical center, which I think is really appropriate for this week's lesson on mindfulness and movement. So one point is very symbolic of the center of a circle. It's very grounding, it's very balancing, and you know, it's great to be observant of the sensations that we have when we're moving around our one point. I remember when I was practicing Aikido, I used to observe our sensei, and when he would walk, I used to think, wow, he's moving from his one point. I could almost physically see his one point moving. And, you know, I really believe this to be a great place of confidence and even a space of knowing, to be quite honest with you. It was really interesting to watch. And it was one of the things that I used to really strive for, to try and almost emulate this feeling of moving from one point. And it wasn't until after I had stopped the practice of Aikido and had really thrown myself into the practice of yoga that I began to put together this this sensation or this realization that the breath really was important for creating this sensation. So one point is known to move upon itself, and it doesn't necessarily have to lie within the body. So in Aikido, we were often taught to shift our one point outside of ourself and then move towards it. This was really effective for when working with someone who was acting as an attacker. So in Aikido, we would work with ukes who would pretend to be somebody who was coming towards us to you know, attack us. So it was preparing us for our self-defense techniques. And so we used to learn how to keep our center, to keep our one point while we moved, how to move into someone else's center, and then how to shift that center in order to be able to move our opponent or our partner around the room. So one point has so many applications for breath work and for physical work as well, for this movement. But over the years, I've come to learn that one point is more than a concept of our physical center or our center of gravity. I've come to understand now that we really do have three main areas of one point in our body. And we have that physical center that I'm traditionally talking about, which is low in our abdomen. But we also have a heart center. And I've come to learn this is our emotional center. And this is where we have that opportunity of giving and receiving from our emotions and from the way that we feel. And we also then have our mind center. And it's this mind center that I believe the great yogis called our drishti point. And in yoga, our drishti can also be inside of us or outside of us. So we can hold our drishti awareness on an external object, or we can hold our awareness internally in our mind's eye just by visualizing an object. So in certain yoga techniques, you will find in class that I'll ask you to find your drishti point, and it might be on the end of your finger or across the other side of the room. And then after a period of time, I might invite you to close your eyes and still be able to see that external object, but see it within you. So all of these centers, the one point, the heart center and our drishti, are really useful for keeping us balanced, keeping us focused, keeping us aware. They're also used when practicing mindful movement. So it's really important to have an understanding or to learn the concepts around these centers. So I'd like to invite you that as you start practicing some of these foundational yoga poses, some of the poses that we've been through in our private sessions or in our group sessions, to really start practicing this one-pointed awareness or our centering awareness. So use the one-pointed breath exercise that I'm going to provide to you just to start with. So you can practice that without even having to practice your yoga poses. And then in subsequent programs, we're going to discuss this in a little bit more detail. We're going to discuss the other centers in a bit more detail in different ways. So guys, go away, have a play, and I will see you in class again soon, or see you in a private session. All right, take care, everyone. Namaste, beautiful ones.